You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That we are commanded to make a holy place. So this is forever, the Dorei Dorot. And then Ribono Shel Olam will consider to rest among us. So that's the delicate point, that it doesn't say betocho, that means in the structure. It says vasuli mirdash v'shachanti betocham, not betocho. Betocho could have mean that when you build the house, I'm going to come there. But it doesn't say that. It says betocham, that means among the heart of every Yehudi. So now, here the question that is asked, what does it mean, vasuli mirdash? What does mirdash mean? How do you make it? It says making mirdash. It doesn't say make a house, make a shelter, make a dwelling, make a construction. It says vasuli mirdash, when you make a mirdash, and then I'm come. What does mirdash mean? What does kadosh mean?
It was separate.
Kadosh?
Yeah, to separate something, to separate it from me, from other things.
Kadosh?
Yeah.
Is it good or not good?
It's a good thing.
Good?
Exalted. But it's raised. Yeah.
You give us some samples.
Like Yehudi has to be kadosh, he has to keep himself separate from other people.
Separate means? Meaning?
Not to be involved.
Like let's say people that in a team, they play like a soccer. So you have the players and you have the audience. So they're separate, right? That's what you mean? What do you mean separate?
Separate in a sense that the holiness is...
Holiness.
The
you have to be holy.
In a good way. It means like you don't get...
So you have holy in a good way and holy in not a good way.
Well, some people consider it to be holy, but it's not really holy. Some other people might...
So you're talking about kosher holy.
Yeah.
So what does a kosher holy means? Kosher holy?
To keep the mitzvot, to follow the Torah, the commandments.
It's good, to do your tefillah, to do learning Torah. What else? To be kind.
Kind.
To be on time. So amen.
Amen.
So there's a very interesting called kadosh. How do you write kadosh? Guf, dalet, shin. So now here, there's a beautiful quote, and it is, Kadosh represents three words that starts with three letters of Kuf, Dalet, Shin. That is, Kol, Dibur, and Shemiyah. Kol means sound. Dibur means words. And Shemiyah means?
Yes.
Your sense of hearing. So now here, when he says, Vasuli Mirdash, Ibn Shalom says that I consider to be among you when your Qol and Dibur and Shemiyah is kosher. Because there are many Qolot, sound, is not kosher. There are many Diburim, that is not kosher. There are many Shemiyah, that is not kosher. So here, the requirement here is that Yehudi should learn what he is able, permitted to say, to hear, and what kind of sound you make. So here he says, Vasuli Mirdash, then Veshachanti Betocha. It's a very, very hard task, because it's very hard to have control on what you say. Why? Why? Why is it hard for people to have control on your... Why?
Because that's how you express yourself.
I know. Like, let's say somebody tells you, pick this up. It's a box. You pick it up? Yeah? You pick it up?
Yeah.
Let's say it weighed 200 pounds.
No.
Why? Why? Because you don't have the strength. Oh. So now here, why is it so hard to have control on your way of expressing yourself? Because it doesn't take any effort. It's not like your hand, you have to pick up something. It's not your feet that you have to walk. It's not your stomach that you eat so much. Because talking doesn't take any
effort.
You just say and say and say, and whatever you want, you say. And you never get tired. There are some people, even they say Lashon Hara when they go to sleep. Isn't that something? So here is the Vasuli Mirdash. What does Mirdash mean? Yogol, Dibur, and Shemiya. And to hear is even worse. You know, you love people that they are portable media. They know all the news about around the whole world. What one did, what happened last night, what's going to happen later. You love it, you know. You don't like people that they're quiet, they don't talk. You go sit next to somebody that keeps talking, you know. You enjoy, you know, hearing all this news. Right? Happened to be a story about a donkey. How do you say donkey in Hebrew? Right. So now, he was walking in the jungle, and all of a sudden, he sees a lion. A dead one. A dead lion. So now he was very cold. You know, Chamor is always cold. So, Baruch Hashem, you know, Hashem sent me a dead lion. He takes his skin off and put it on himself. So he starts walking. So people, they were scared. They say, wow, look at this big size lion. I've never seen such a thing. Everybody's running away. Say, where did he come from? He says, the new king. So the fox says, let me take care of it. So he goes near the, what was his name? Right, that one. So he starts throwing stone at him. So now when he threw a stone at the Hamor, how does he express himself?
He tries to dodge it.
I know, but does he make a noise?
Yeah,
he has a special noise. He has a special cha-cha. So now, after he threw these stones at the Hamor, everybody realized, no, this is not the lion, it's what? It's a, it's him. So, so now as long as he would not open his mouth, he would look like a
lion.
When he opened his mouth, he became? That's what exactly it is. And then you look at people, lion. But as soon as he opens his mouth, you see he's only a?
Not a lion.
Yeah, and that's what exactly the hard task here is. Rasuli Mirdash, watch out what you say, what type of sound you make, what goes in your ear. And then Yibono Shalom says, V'shachanti v'tocham. You know what it is? You know what it is? That Yibono Shalom come and rest within you? That's how hard it is to be able to have control on your every word that you're going to bring out of your mouth what you hear. And you what the reward you gain. Hashem is like, no, it's not a shame. Not only look like a lion.
Sound like it.
Sound like a lion, it's not a shame.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.